And finally, Benin's president has asked that poor African countries should be invited to an international summit on the global financial crisis next month. South Africa is the only African nation so far invited. The November 7th meeting in Sao Paulo is intended to lay the groundwork for a summit in Washington on November 15th to work out how best to prevent a repeat of the meltdown that has engulfed financial institutions, the United States and Europe in recent weeks and spread to major developing countries around the world. Some major countries have said that capitalism as we know it must be changed, with Wall Street bankers being accused of creating the crisis. But Frank Hanna, a financial business executive and author of What Your Money Means and How to Use It Well, told Susie Hodges that bankers are not the only ones to blame.
I don't believe we can point the finger at one party or another party. The fact is that many people throughout the globe, I can speak particularly about the United States, have acted imprudently with the money that is in their care. That is the person who took out a mortgage larger than what they could afford. It's the person who ran up more debt to buy television sets and go on fancy vacations that they couldn't afford. It's the people on Wall Street who took on more debt than they can afford. And so there are a lot of fingers that can be pointed, but I don't think we can look at one segment of society, the bankers on Wall Street, and say, they put us into this mess. That's short-sighted.
So what specific lessons can we learn from it? And more to the point, how can we avoid it happening again?
I think the first thing we can start to think about is, why did I get into this situation? Why did I personally? Certainly we ought to look at what the government did, what various banking institutions did, but we can also look at ourselves and say, why am I in this situation? Have I become too materialistic? I actually believe that a more precise definition of what has happened to us is that we have become materialistic in a very consumer-driven culture. So I think it's a time for us to look at our own lives and how attached are we to these things? How spoiled have we made ourselves and our children in the way we spend our money? How have we spent the resources that have put in our care?